fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 15th day of November, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, The John Moore Show, at 0700 Central Time. And we begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. This morning we have my friend Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where he proudly flies the correct and proper flag of the state of Mississippi in front of his home, Deputy Hendricks, to do the pledge with us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, as always, Deputy. Any updates on your ongoing research into the effects of the COVID class shot in your neighborhood, sir?
There's nothing really to pass on as far as an update goes on, John, for that. Just people going about getting ready for the holidays, as you know.
Okay, well, I keep bumping into people who got the class shot and now regret it. Have you had similar experiences?
Well, yes, I have had that. Yes, sure have.
One of the guys, he's a deputy that I know here in my county. He's become an avid researcher of the COVID clot shot as part of his regret that he's trying to look into it as much as he can. If you happen to see that by any chance?
No, I haven't. But he should go to your website. You got plenty of it.
Yeah. I'll see him in a couple of weeks. I'll remind him. I've given him my business card with my website before, but I'll give him a reminder about that. Anything else you'd like to pass along to us, Deputy, while you're with us?
Well, did you have a good Veterans Day?
It was quiet. Chilled and stayed in the house and enjoyed my company with my wife and listened to some great music. Had a couple of great meals. How about yourself?
Yeah, there's a few organizations put on. They had a Veterans Day parade and all that. I was in the on the what you call the float, I guess you call it.
Right.
And
right.
the VFW put on a nice meal for us here, and then American Legion put on a good meal for us.
So. Outstanding. I've been in, of course, I'm a bit farther north than you. I've frozen my butt off in quite a few Veterans Day parades, and I decided not to do that anymore. So
I understand. Well, it was a little warmer then, but it was cool, not hot. And anyway, people that listen to you, I know you always talk about being prepared and get your list put together. I know I'm as much prepared as I possibly can be, I think. I always look over my list, as you suggest, and constantly trying to tweak it and get ready for it. Because one day we're going to wake up and the internet's not going to be up and you're not going to be able to purchase things anymore. So people need to get their oils from you, the AMS oils and the Terra essential oils and things, because it's going to run out here shortly, I have a feeling.
Right. You use AMS oil in your vehicles, Deputy?
I certainly do. Tractors, right. Mowers, of course, vehicles.
Well, I have two town cars. The older one, the 2001 town car, has 406,000 miles on it. Thank you, AMS oil, very much.
Yeah, my truck has about 350,000 on it. Still running good and all that, because I maintain it, take care of it, as you do with your vehicle, so... And the AMS oil makes a difference. I could tell back when I first started using it, the temperature gauge dropped literally 10 degrees because it wasn't running so hot with the AMS oil.
That's right. That's right. Friction creates the higher temperatures. And when you reduce the friction, you reduce the temperature, which is a clear sign of improved lubrication, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Absolutely.
And, your products, everything you offer is really, really good.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I stand behind what I sell, and I check it out and whatever it is thoroughly to make sure it's the real deal.
Well, I know you
okay.
do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Deputy. I appreciate it.
Sure.
You being with us. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Right. Take care. God bless you, and of course, because it is King. Goodbye.
Roger that. Okay. For our new listeners who may not understand what he means when he says kudzu is king, you get another couple of miles south of me here. Yeah, kudzu is very dominant. It's an invasive species. We have kudzu in my neighborhood. I never thought much about it. In fact, I was ready to order a special herbicide. Roundup won't kill kudzu, by the way, to kill out the kudzu in the cemetery across the street from my place. And then all of a sudden, I find out the kudzu is an edible plant. It's a starchy edible plant. Everything from the roots to the stems to the leaves can all be consumed. Woman who grew up in China that went to school, chiropractic college with my wife, she grew up in China. She told me, she says, John, we had kudzu one meal a day every day of my life when I lived in China. So kudzu, you can get the seeds on Amazon.com, by the way. It will grow places where other plants that we normally think of as healthy, nutritious plants won't grow. Rocky hillsides. There's places down south where kudzu has taken over entire hillsides. It grows up on the trees, takes over, and actually kills the trees. Most people don't like it because it's, once it gets established, it's really hard to burn it out, won't stop it. Normal herbicides won't stop it. You have to get a special herbicide if you want to kill it. And if you have kudzu on your place, make sure it doesn't get away from you, because if it gets on your neighbor's property, your neighbor will not like that at all, on one hand. On the other, kudzu could save a lot of lives at some point in the future, because it is a nutritious, starchy, edible plant from the roots to the stems to the leaves. So just keep that in mind. Okay. The proper tip of the day, segue here, is to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, if you're the guy in charge of stocking up for a future event and you don't have a clue what to get, talk to the ladies. They'd be glad to inform you of what their preferred feminine hygiene and birth control products are. Get twice as much as you think you may need. Why would you do that? Well, here's why. Because They would make excellent barter items. Seriously, excellent barter items. So right now, they're easily available. Buy these items, buy the case, you get a better discount. And just get them stocked in your inventory. You'd be very glad you did. I sent an email to my friend Cindy Smith, my Tuesday guest this morning. She sent me an email regarding what's going on in Gaza. And my response was, it's all about the oil. I got independent confirmation last night of something I've known for a number of years. Initially, I found out from my friend, Dr. Bill Deagle, who's now deceased. In 1939, the oil companies determined there was a massive deposit of oil under Israel and Gaza. Of course, there was no Gaza Strip then. And I'm not sure where the lines of demarcation are for these oil fields. My belief is that these oil deposits are under both Gaza and Israel. Estimated to be 2 billion with a B barrels. That's tremendous. Of light sweet crude, which is the more valuable crude because it's easier and quicker to refine. Now that's, 80 years ago, more than 80 years ago, that this oil deposit was found. Why hasn't it been developed? Well, the last time I was talking to Dr. Deagle about it, they did not have the technology to deal with this oil under high pressure. The technology did not exist to extract this oil safely because it was under such high pressure. Now, that's been a number of years ago, probably 8 or 10 years ago. I don't know, but my belief is that it's likely at this point the technology now exists to extract that oil safely and be able to deal with the pressure that the oil is under. Well, I was told by a private source last night, a man I've known and worked with for a number of years, is that the oil is the reason for all this happening. It's not politics, it's not religion, it's not who's going to control the Temple Mount. It's oil and oil money, oil revenue. There was a book, which is also a PBS miniseries, simple two-word title, The Prize. The title of it is The Prize, the book and the TV miniseries that PBS did based on the book. It documents the involvement of big oil money, big oil interests in every war since 1900. And big oil and big oil money, big oil interests have been intimately involved in every war for more than a century. The big wars, not the little wars, but the big wars. Why would this one be an exception? Based on the evidence that I have, it's not. Oil money, oil interest, big oil is clearly, obviously, the reason for a number of these conflicts we've had in the Middle East the last 22, 23 years. Let's go look at Saddam Hussein, for example. They lied about who Saddam Hussein was, what his goals were, what he possessed, what he in terms of weapons of mass destruction. I used to carry around and hand out copies of the Congressional Joint Resolution giving George Bush authority to attack Iraq. I may have said Iran earlier, but I meant Iraq. And there's about 18 or so whereases. Clearly, the whereas that was the one that what they were most concerned about was the whereas where they state that Saddam Hussein has a plan to develop and acquire nuclear weapons, which he did not. General Colin Powell, a man of honor that I respected greatly for his service and things he did with his life. When he was Secretary of State, he presented false evidence before the world, before the United Nations, talking about the yellow cake uranium that Iraq was attempting to get their hands on, or did get their hands on. Now, at the time, General Powell thought it was truthful and real evidence based on reality and true facts. Once he found out he was lied to, once he found out that his government that he served his entire adult life was behind giving him the lies, the fabrication of the evidence, he left. He resigned as Secretary of State. I don't know what went on behind closed doors. I'm pretty sure he probably had a private meeting with President Bush and chewed him out for using his honor and his reputation to lie to the entire world about the fake evidence. And he resigned. In the meantime, before that happened, George Bush invaded Iraq to do away with the weapons of mass destruction, which did not exist. Now, Saddam did have biological and probably chemical, definitely, and probably biological weapons both. We know chemical weapons are regarded as weapons of mass destruction. And of course he did. He was our ally against Iran. And all those weapons were stamped made in America because we gave them to him because he was our ally. So of course he had those weapons. That was a given. The real reason we went to war with Iraq was oil money. Saddam was going to sell his oil no longer and denominated in dollars, but in another denomination, bypassing the petrodollar, putting at risk the foundation upon which the U.S. dollar is based, which is the oil revenue. The agreement to reach with Saudi Arabia with President Nixon, what was that, 1973 or so, 72? An agreement to protect Saudi Arabia in exchange for Saudi Arabia selling their oil and denominated in dollars instead of some other currency. So that's what happened there. And it's happened other places. And it's in the process of happening once again in the Middle East. Hopefully, cooler heads will prevail, and we will not have American troops on the ground, at least no more heavily than they are already. As my regular listeners know, my friend Sam Andrews informed all of us a week ago Monday, that would be Monday the 6th of November, that U.S. Navy SEALs are on the ground in Israel in combat right now. Don't know what their mission statement is, what they're doing. I hope it's to rescue American hostages. I don't know. I hope they are. But let's hope and pray that there's no more involvement of U.S. forces other than that. Of course, we have the aircraft carrier groups stationed off the coast of Israel that most likely have Marines on them. There's always Marines with those aircraft carriers. How big their Marine contingent is, I don't know, but it's probably several thousand men. I don't want to see American lives put at risk in this war. Let Israel fight their own war. George Washington's farewell address warned us against getting involved in foreign intrigues. That warning was heeded up until 1890 when we decided to go to war with Spain. Once again, it was a war that did not need to be fought. Allegedly because Spanish commandos sunk the battleship Maine. I say allegedly because it was later discovered the battleship Maine blew itself up. The boiler exploded. It was not Spanish commandos. So moving on from there, World War One. Oil interests were heavily involved in World War One. Same thing, World War Two. I'm not sure what oil interests were involved with the Korean War. If they were, I'm not aware of it. Here's our break. Call number 512-248-8252.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
No food, no lights, no car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberty Rocket Heaters. We have a 20% off Black Friday sale right now in effect on Liberator rocket heaters and the pellet hoppers. It's a substantial savings. We don't run that many sales on Liberator rocket heaters. And if you want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money, well, this is the way to do it. My Liberator rocket heater is blasting away right here in my living room right now, keeping the whole house warm. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We make a excellent product, all-American materials, all-American labor built right in beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri on Old Route 66. So the Black Friday sale on Liberator rocket heaters is in effect right now, 20% off on the heaters and the pellet hoppers. Okay, and of course that's at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have a caller and hold here. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Please say hello to the marvelous Mrs. Moore. I want to give you a call later after the show because I wanted to ask her a question. I lost my Twitter account. I couldn't sign in, and she's got my Twitter account name, so I wanted to get her name from her so she could give that to me over later after I call. But no, I'm calling because I'm glad that you, I think you get this right on the money deal and this oil thing. From what I heard, that the reason they're going after this oil now, or the reason why they're clearing this Gaza out now, is because, see, there's a couple of things going on. First, the oil leases are due, a lot of them are being held by the UK, United Kingdom, okay, people right. in the UK. And these people that are holding these leases, they're supposedly the leases, the options to hold them are going to be coming up in 7 years, which would open them up for other people to go in and buy up the lease, these leases, because they've been holding on to them for so long, right?
And well, I don't know how that works, but you know, there's a lot of money at risk here, isn't there?
Yeah, that's the deal. And see, once those options become to hold those leases come up for the open market, there'll be a lot of people get in there. The other thing is this this Ben Gurion pipeline that they're wanting to build. It happens to go right through northern Gaza, okay, which is where all the fighting's going on at right now, where they're bulldozing, by the way, where they bombed and then now they're bulldozing the areas down to the rubble. This pipeline will go through northern Gaza all the way down through Israel and into the Red Sea, and it's going to be a huge, they'll have to have huge ports, you know, to bring the LNG gas in, and this will also, it's going to be a large canal that's going to be able to handle larger traffic than the Suez Canal, which is what they're currently using, and that includes military ships as well, can be able from the United States, which could go through this canal as well. So they've got to get rid of, in their minds, this gas is, having this pressurized gas and all this oil and stuff going through these ports and going through these canals is going to bring tons and tons and tons of money into Israel, into their coffers, right? And
well, I doubt much is going to go into the state treasury. It's probably going to mostly go in private pockets. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I do think that. I think BlackRock and Vanguard are buying up the land or whatever there on the Gaza Strip for pennies on the dollar, right?
I have no idea.
It's kind of what I believe. But there's tons of revenue going to be made over this thing, and I think the whole thing boils down to just greed. And also, I wanted to add something else. This rock festival or this music festival that was hit by the terrorists, supposedly by Hamas. This thing was, they've analyzed some of these cars and stuff that were destroyed in this. And they're showing the same identifiers as the cars that were destroyed over in Maui and Lahaina. It looks like there was energy weapons that were used on some of this. So there's a lot of things going on with this that just don't add up. And I think the bottom line is it's all about the money and all about the oil. So I think you're absolutely right on this, 100%.
Okay. Well, thank you, Charlie. We appreciate your call.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up. The call number is 512-248-8252. I look forward to every day, every show that I do. Chance can't be with us this morning, but he'll be back next Wednesday. But my friend Professor McKinney, I've known Jim now for about 22 years. He had an issue that I used my professional expertise to help him with. Is how we first met, and he's a great guy. You know, there's such a thing as a Renaissance man. He's the real Indiana Jones. That's why we use that Indiana Jones music for his bump. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Simple Clean Foods has a very special offer. I've never done this before, and I really appreciate it. When you get the grand assortment of non-GMO, organic, non-GMO food, which is 2,000 plus servings of food, you also get an energy cleaner at no extra charge. Now, this is very special. That's a $285 value there. Included with the grand assortment at Simply Clean Foods at my website at thelibertyman.com. In addition, those people taking advantage of that also get a 25% discount on the mattress pads, which is another substantial savings. So I don't know how long Chance intends to do this, but it's available for you right now. Right next to that is a ReadyPure sale. Let's see, when does this expire? It's already expired. It's already expired November 10th, so we'll disregard that. Energy cleaner, that's my home business. When you place your order, I personally take care of boxing it up. It goes to the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, which has now become it's a destination restaurant a great place to have a fine meal, great coffee, and a little country post office there where I ship out the energy cleaners, priority mail, all over the planet. United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, other countries, and help people get their lives back. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain got you down? Keep you from doing things you like to do? Go for a walk in the park, go dancing with your honey, go fishing, go hunting, whatever it might be. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. We open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. Going back to the book, which is also a miniseries entitled The Prize, the author does a great job of laying out the evidence of the heavy involvement of big oil in every war since about 1900. To me, the evidence was clear and convincing. I think most of you would find it to be the same. What was the involvement of oil in Vietnam, you might ask? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Massive deposits of oil off the coast of Vietnam. I don't know what's being done to exploit those oil deposits, but massive deposits of oil off the coast of Vietnam. I haven't kept up with what the status of that is. Most likely, the Vietnamese authorities have cut deals with one or more of the big oil companies to extract that oil and of course, pay them their premium on whatever is extracted. Usually, it's a certain dollar amount per barrel is usually the deal that's cut. So I don't know what's going on. I haven't really looked into it. But I do know for a fact that off the coast of Vietnam are massive deposits of oil waiting to be extracted. And maybe are. Maybe they are being extracted. I simply don't know. As I mentioned before the break, I don't know what involvement oil had with the Korean War. I'm not aware of that. If anybody knows, they're certainly welcome to give us a call at 512-248-8252. So here we are again. We have members of Congress just chomping at the bit to have American boots on the ground in Israel. To allegedly help our ally. They don't need our help. They've been getting help from us for decades. Israel is either the first or second largest recipient of U.S. foreign aid. They have the latest and greatest when it comes to aircraft. I don't believe they bought the F-35s. I think they're too smart to do that. Why would you buy the most expensive jet fighter on the planet that cannot even be flown in a thunderstorm? Why would you do that when you've got your hands on a really great jet fighter called the F-15, which, with the latest upgrades, up until recently, I don't believe our Air Force generals allowed the F-15 to have the most recent upgrades. Now, about the last year before President Trump left office, they ordered a batch of F-15s, I think 20 or so, the first new order of F-15s in 20-plus years. I don't know if those F-15s had the latest upgrades in the avionics and so forth. I hope they did. Somebody in the Department of Defense, somebody in the Trump administration did the right thing for the right reasons and bought 20 jet fighters that actually can fly in a thunderstorm. I know it's probably been 6 or 8 months ago. I first mentioned this on a Monday with my friend Andrew Butchin here at the first hour on Monday. He's a former officer of the United States Army. He couldn't believe what Moore was saying. He said, oh, this can't be true, John. He looked it up when the show was over. He found out it is true. The most expensive jet fighter ever manufactured can't be flown safely in a thunderstorm. How is that even possible? Why do we even get the most expensive jet fighter ever when the F-15 with the latest upgrades, you can hardly tell the difference in performance between the two. The F-15 has a track record going back for decades of reliability and safety and performance at a dramatic less cost than the F-35, dramatically less. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it is dramatically less. So I don't want to dwell on that too much longer. There is a lot of speculation that there will not be a presidential election next November. I'm not going to weigh in on that. I hope there is. I expect there will be. I can certainly see the possibility of there not being one, with World War III being on the horizon. Very distinct possibility of that. With the Democrats knowing that they can't possibly create enough fraud to have any of the Joe Bidens reelected. When I say any, the real Joe Biden is basically a man whose time has come and gone in terms of his mental capability. Even when he was a younger man, he was known to be the dumbest man in the U.S. Senate. But there's at least two, maybe three Joe Bidens, the real one, and the two fake ones. The fake one I'm most familiar with is the one that has the attached earlobe. The real Joe Biden has a detached earlobe. Look at the right earlobe. This guy is photographed and videoed almost every day of the week. The State of the Union this past January, I watched it long enough to see a close-up of which Joe Biden it was delivering the State of the Union address to the country and to the world. It was one of the fake Joe Bidens with the attached earlobe. People point out to me all the time, oh, John, presidents, prime ministers, kings, dictators have had body doubles for centuries. There's nothing new about that, and I agree. There's nothing new about that. Here's what's different. Typically, a body double would be used, especially in the United States, would be used for having the body double be in places where his Secret Service cannot guarantee his physical safety. So that's where that would be the proper use of a body double in the United States for a U.S. president. And I understand why they would want to do that on one hand. On the other, are we at a point where they cannot make the U.S. House of Representatives chamber safe for the president to give a speech at the State of the Union? Are we at that point? I don't think so. With the modern technology and capabilities of the Secret Service and the Capitol Police, of course they can secure that room for that speech. Of course they can. If they can't, which I don't believe that's the case, we're in a lot worse trouble than I thought. But that's not the case. Of course they can secure it. Now, there's been people point out, I haven't seen this myself, point out that the face mask worn by one of the fake Joe Bidens has been seen to be loose or have wrinkles here and there, which is probably true. I don't know. I really don't care. Now, if a radio talk show host out here in the Ozarks, a 40-minute drive from the closest red, green, and yellow traffic signal, 40 minutes at the speed limit, If myself living in this remote area know that there's two or more Joe Bidens, don't you think that pretty much every member of the U.S. Congress, the House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate, they also know this? Of course they do. Of course they do. And they're just, behind the scenes, they're just laughing at all of us. Look at what's going on here, and these dumb Americans, these barefoot peasants all over the United States don't know it. Well, what? Here's your heads up, Mr. and Mrs. Congressmen and Senators. We do know. Not all of us, obviously, but tens of thousands of us do. When Professor McKinney first told me about this, I thought, well, this can't possibly be true. And Jim forwarded photographs of the real Joe Biden, fake Joe Biden, and a yellow circle drawn around the right ear of both these men. The evidence is so clear. You don't need to be any kind of specialist in identifying something of this nature, any kind of photographic analyst. No, you don't. The difference between these two ears just screams out at you. The attached earlobe of the fake Joe Biden, the dangling earlobe of the real Joe Biden. So, will we have an election a year from now? I hope so. I hope that the Republican Party in the swing states can do what's necessary in most of them. I don't know if they can in all of them, in most of them, to have free and fair elections. What can you do locally in your state, all you listeners out there? Most likely in many, if not most of the 50 states, there's legislation pending in your state house, in your state senate, to have voting take place with paper ballots only, with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level. If there is, you need support. If there's not, you need to talk to your state rep, your state senator, about drafting such legislation. You could model it on other states. You don't have to start from scratch. And move it forward. Move it forward. Now, I don't know when these legislatures meet in other states. In Missouri, we start up in January and we go until May. It's only a few months. And so there's something called in Missouri called pre-filing, where these proposals are filed before the legislature opens up. That's a smart thing to do. There's a whole process for proposed legislation to go through, to be passed by the lower house, the House of Representatives, to be passed by the state senate, and then be prepared for a signature by the governor. It has to go through that whole process to become law and change the elections in your state. My friend Dave Hodges has no hope for elections in this country, and that's based mostly on his experience in Arizona. And I love Dave Hodges. He's one of the smartest men I've ever known, does great work. When it comes to this matter, I don't agree for all 50 states. I think there's notable exceptions. My state is one of those exceptions. We need more notable exceptions. If you live in one of the swing states yourself, Arizona is probably hopeless, but don't give up. Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, I think there's a couple of others. Georgia's one, I believe. This would be the time to get started. If you're a political activist like my friend Cindy Smith, who's with us on Tuesday, if you're that kind of person, you know what to do. If you're not, become one. Meet one. There's political activists in every community in the United States. Hopefully, you link up with a conservative, patriotic, Christian activist. They're most likely going to be a Republican. Maybe not, but most likely would be. And if they've been doing this for a while, they know the ropes. They know how to get things done. Work with them to have legislation passed in your state legislature to have paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level, and do away with these machines. These machines are pure evil. They cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. End of story. There'll be excuses made why it can't be done. Well, we could do it for more than a century, more than 150 years. Why can't we do it now? Well, of course we could. You're looking at a few hundred pieces of paper. Four adults, six adults can go through a few hundred pieces of paper in just an hour or less, probably a lot less than an hour, and be done with it. Have that vote count done, and finished at the precinct level, forward the results onto the county level, and then it's done. It's much more difficult to have fraud and take place under that process. Can it happen? Of course it could happen. Has it happened? Of course it has. But it's difficult. It's very difficult to pull off. Too many people have to be complicit. People that are probably not going to voluntarily do that, to be complicit in the vote fraud. So that's what needs to happen. And here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Now we're back. Don't give up. Continue to do what you can to save the Republic. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. There's some speculation that Tucker Carlson might become the vice president choice for Donald Trump. That would be a winning combination. It really would. Tucker has incredible name recognition, incredibly popular all over the country. I would support that. I'm so disappointed that President Trump still taking pride in being part of the worst crime in human history. And that's what the clout shot is, unfortunately. There's no chance that Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to become the president of the United States on one hand. On the other, his position on all vaccines, I fully support. Robert Kennedy Jr. was part of the Trump administration the first 6 or 8 weeks. It wasn't a very long time. His job was going to be to expose the vaccine industry for what it truly is, merchants of death. Look around the planet when it comes to health of the people that live in any given country. Was there 170 countries on the planet? What are we from the top in terms of longevity? 40th or 50th, something like that. With more money spent per person on health care in this country than any country on the planet. We're obviously, clearly, very unhealthy people. Or we wouldn't be so far down the list of longevity, would we? I don't think so. What are we up to now? I think it's 73 vaccines from for children from birth to age 18. 73? What in the world is this all about? The link between autism and the vaccines, to me, is clear and convincing. There's an excellent two-part video series, Vaxxed, with two X's, V-A-X-X-E-D, Victor Alpha, X-ray, X-ray, Echo Delta. They present the evidence, once again, clear and convincing. In many investigations, and I've conducted hundreds of investigations, maybe thousands, I don't know how many, mostly criminals, a lot of civil. In many investigations, you look at two things, what's the same and what's different. Let's look at the Amish. What's the same and what's different? Well, they're Caucasians, Northern European, German stock. They live in the same country we do. And there's almost no autism in the Amish community, almost none, except those unfortunate children who got that. Here's our break with that Fresh Mechanics.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.